welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School, getting ready for the second half of tonight's doubleheader, the boys' varsity game. It's the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Freeman Falcons. Hi again, everybody. Randy Catula with you. Kirk Kilman, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny Studios. Well, we've got some scores to pass along to you. These are all girls' varsity game finals around southeast Nebraska, and the game heard moments ago over on our sister station KTNC. It was HTRS over Fall City, 44-20 was the final. The game I had for you here just a few moments ago, Freeman defeated the Johnson Brock girls 61-54. Sacred Hearts girls fell to Weeping Water tonight, 47-42, Weeping Water over Sacred Heart. It was Johnson County Central defeating Pawnee City, 62-23. And Nebraska City Lord Central Catholic defeated Brownell Talbot, 45-26. Those are all finals in girls varsity basketball tonight around the area. If you weren't tuned in during the girls' game earlier, we do want to remind you one more time here during our boys' pregame that we will have live coverage of the Johnson Brock girls' sub-district games coming up at Thayer Central in Hebron. They will be playing Fremont Bergen at 5 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening. Next Tuesday, you'll hear it live here on Sunny 101.3. Now, up next, we've got boys varsity basketball for you. The Freeman Falcons at 16-3, the Johnson Brock Eagles at 18-3, and I'm telling you, this should be a great matchup. I look for a very competitive ball game. Freeman coming off of a disappointing loss to the Auburn Bulldogs. They played in the conference tournament championship up at Meade Saturday afternoon. I covered that ball game, and the Falcons felt they were going to be able to stay in that, but Auburn just kind of overpowered them, and it really wasn't that close of a ball game. So let's see what happens here tonight. Starting lineup for the Freeman Falcons. They're coached by head coach Jim McLaughlin. As we said, they are 16-3 on the year. He'll go with Easton Buss. Buss is a 6-foot senior, averaging 17.5 points per ball game. Owen Buss, also a senior at 5'10. He gets 6.3 points per game. Jaden Weiss. Weiss is a sophomore, 6'3", 3.5 points per game. Hayden Jansen. Jansen averages in double figures, 11.8 points per game. He is a 6'1 junior. And Keegan White. Keegan White is the big boy under there. He's 6'7 and a senior. And I'm going to guess goes 275, 280 maybe, and he averages 14 points per ball game. So Keegan White takes up a lot of room under the basket. He is difficult to defend, and he is also difficult to shoot the ball over the top of him because he's so hard to get to the rim with him underneath there. As we said, they are 16-3 on the year. Now, the starting lineup for your Johnson Brock Eagles. First-year head coach Garrison Dodge has the Eagles at 18-3 on the season thus far. He'll start Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt is 5'9 and a senior. Gets 5.2 points per game. Deacon Burnett. Burnett is a sophomore at 6'4, 10.6 points per ball game. Brody Kaler. Kaler, the leading scorer on this team. Brody is a 6'4 senior, 17.5 points per contest. Grady Behrens, also a senior at 6 foot, 6.1 points per game. And Robert Gravatt rounds out the starting five for Coach Dodge. Gravatt is a 6'5 senior, averaging 5.6 points per ball game. That's the starting lineups. Matchup coming here very shortly. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout, and then we'll be back with the opening tip right after this 30-second break, live from Johnson. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the Johnson Brock Gymnasium. Randy Catula with you here. You know, this is one of my favorite places to come. I've got some that are nicer than others. The hospitality here, Mitch Roberts, the activity director, Jeff Kaler, the superintendent. We receive royal treatment. We're seated at midcourt, right night on the Johnson Brock side with all the fans where we can really enjoy ourselves for some fun basketball. Deacon Burnett will be in there to jump it up against big Keegan White. Trent Scheidel, our official, will be stepping into the center circle and ready to tip it up. We're ready to get underway. Trent Scheidel steps in, looks to the scorer's table. Here's the tip, and it'll be controlled by the Falcons. They come down with the basketball, plus with it at the top of the key. Owen Buss, that is. Left side goes to Easton Buss, back to the top of the key. On the right side, pass underneath to big Keegan White, lays it off the glass, up and good. Keegan White with the first 2 points of the ball game, and Freeman goes up 2-0. Opening second, 7:41 to play here in the first quarter. For Johnson Brock, this is Hayden Gravatt with the basketball. He finds Brody Taylor. Taylor's at the free throw line to the left elbow. On the left side, Grady Behrens. Behrens' free throw line shot is up and blocked away nicely. Good job defensively by Jaden Weiss to block that shot. Fast break the other way. Driving layup under the basket. They kick it back out to Buss. Going to be tipped over there by Brody Kaler. Kaler touched it last, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Freeman Falcons. 30 seconds on the shot clock. Freeman up 2-0 here early in the ball game. Lob pass under to Keegan White. White has the ball taken away and then saved from going out of bounds under the basket by Grady Behrens. The Behrens inbound pass goes wide of the mark, and it'll still stay with Freeman. 25 on the shot clock. Falcons basketball. They'll play it in the corner. Up to Owen Buss, top of the circle. Owen Buss looks across court to Jansen. Now feeds it instead to Weiss. Jansen with the ball on the right wing. Top of the circle. Easton Buss, shot is up and off. No good. Rebound again down to Jansen. Jansen clears it out. They'll reset the offense with the fresh shot clock. We've played a minute. 7 to go here in the first quarter. 2-0. Freeman on top early in the ball game. Falcons with the ball. Keegan White, the big man, holds the ball at the free throw line. Goes back to the top of the key with it. This is Easton Buss. Easton Buss to the right elbow. 15 on the shot clock. Now Owen Buss handles the ball. Again, it comes to Easton. He tries to drive to the baseline. Kicks it to the corner. A long three from the corner. Up and good. And nailing that three from down in the corner is Hayden Jansen, his first bucket of the night. And it's 5-0. Freeman on top. 6:25 to go here in the first quarter. Johnson Brock has yet to put any points on the board. Robert Gravatt for three from the top of the key. Couldn't get it. Owen Buss with the rebound. Buss will bring the basketball down court, being guarded closely by Hayden Gravatt. Man-to-man defense by Johnson Brock, opening up here defensively. A cross-court pass goes to the left side. Easton Buss in the corner. Over there with him is Deacon Burnett. Stop, took the baseline away. Now back to Owen Buss. Easton Buss feeds inside. Weiss with the ball. He can't get a shot. Up top of the key, Easton for three. Up and good. Easton Buss hits the three. And Freeman has jumped out to an 8-0 lead, and we've only played 2 minutes here. Johnson Brock looking for their first points of the ballgame. All the way underneath, Hayden Gravatt kicks it back in underneath. Robert Gravatt laying off the glass, up and good. Robert drove the lane with authority, put it down, and Johnson Brock is on the board. It's 8-2. Falcons with the lead. Easton Buss around the horn. Owen Buss on the left wing. Back to Easton. Easton looks inside the paint for the cutter. Wanted to go to Keegan White. Keegan being guarded very closely by Robert Gravatt over there. Now driving to the baseline. A little spin. Pirouette from the corner. Three is up and good. Hitting the three from the corner left side is Hayden Jansen. His second three-pointer. And it's 11-2. Already three three-pointers in the ballgame here in the first 3 minutes of play for the Freeman Falcons. Now Brody Kaler, who has barely touched the ball here today, goes to Robert Gravatt, finds Hayden Gravatt with the pass. Hayden goes in for a driving layup. Got it, and he's fouled. Nice move to the bucket there. Hayden Gravatt went to the baseline on the left side of the basket, put a little floater up. He got clobbered in the process, but he got it to fall off the glass and drop in. And now Hayden Gravatt will be at the line for the and one. The foul is on Owen Buss, his first, team foul number one on the Falcons. At the line, Hayden Gravatt. He's a 57% free throw shooter on the season. For the and one, Gravatt launches his shot. It's up. It is off. Keegan White is there for the rebound. White gets it out to Buss. He'll bring the basketball down court. This is Easton Buss on the dribble. Easton goes inside the paint for a floating lay-in up. Couldn't get it, but he's fouled. And now Easton Buss will be at the free throw line, where he will be... shooting two shots here, Easton Bus, 67% free throw shooter on the year. Foul was on Deacon Burnett, his first. Team foul number one. Free throw is up and good. Hitting the shot to fall was Easton Bus. He'll have a second shot. Easton and Owen, we've got to keep them sorted out here. Easton's second free throw is up. It's good also. And Easton Bus has 5 points already in the ballgame. 13-4, a quickly lead here for the Freeman Falcons. Johnson Brock's girls just fell to Freeman a few moments ago, and now the Johnson Brock boys off to kind of a rocky start here. Brody Taylor working against Keegan White in the corner. Bounce pass comes to Robert Gravatt. Gravatt goes to Hayden Gravatt with the pass. Now Burnett's got the ball. Burnett in the lane. Hayden Gravatt. Shot clock at 10. Behind the back dribble by Hayden. Hayden takes it to the free throw line. Shot clock at 5. Burnett comes up top to Kaler. Kaler with a long shot for 3 off the glass. No. And the rebound comes down to Robert Gravatt. Robert Gravatt finds Hayden Gravatt with the ball. Again to Brody Kaler. Hayden Gravatt can't get away from the man-to-man defense here. Tell you, this is a tenacious man-to-man that Freeman runs. They're just in your face all the time. Burnett for the driving layup. Couldn't get it. Try for the tip in. Hayden Gravatt won't go. And the rebound comes down to Owen Buss. Owen Buss across the timeline. Took the pass from Easton Buss. 3:27 to go first quarter, 13-4. The lead is 9 here early in this ballgame for the Freeman Falcons. In the corner, Jansen. Jansen's already hit a pair of threes from down there. He didn't take that one. Turnaround shot up and good. Hayden Jansen put up a 2 that time. He's already got 8 points. Timeout taken by Johnson Brock. 3:11 to go here in the first quarter, 15-4. The Eagles trail. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Andy Gatula back with you at Johnson Brock High School. 3:11 to play here in the first quarter. 15-4. Freeman out with an early 11-point lead. Johnson Brock took time out to talk this thing over. Brody Kaler has the basketball for the Eagles. Finds Robert Gravatt on the right side of the free throw circle. There's a pass back to the top of the key to Quentin Behrens, who's in the lineup now. Quentin Behrens goes low on the base right side. Back it comes to Kaler. Brody Kaler trying to get away from the defender. Boy, I'm telling you, this is tough. Oliver Everett's in there also. Everett gets shoved around on the baseline. Brody Kaler feeds into Burnett. Burnett, shot is up. Got it. Nice move by Deacon. His first 2 points of the ball game. Johnson Brock back to within 9 now, 15-6, but they got down early here by 11 points. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. It's a 9-point deficit for Johnson Brock. Easton Bus very patiently goes to the corner on the right side. Back to Owen Bus. Lob pass, LAU. Try. Didn't go. Follow shot up. It won't go. Tipped around. Rebound pulled out by Oliver Everett. Oliver Everett with the rebound. Gives it up to Brody Kaler. They got to get Kaler involved in this offense. Brody hasn't had a chance to do anything at all with the basketball. Oliver Everett's going to try a 3 that rimmed in and out of there. Easton Bus gets the rebound. And he'll bring the basketball up court. Just under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 1:54 showing on the clock. 15-6, an early 9-point lead, and they were up by as much as 11, the Falcons. There's a very long 3 from the corner that doesn't go. Coming down with a rebound is Ideas. Inside the paint, driving layup, whistle, and a foul. And we're going to send Jaden Weiss, a sophomore, 6'3", to the line where he'll be shooting two shots. In the ball game, right now is Barrett Ideas, a 6'7 sophomore in there. Oh, it's not going to be a shooting foul. Okay, they're going to say that was on the floor. So they'll play it in with a fresh shot clock. Under the basket, turnaround shot blocked nicely by Oliver Everett. He got up and blocked that one high in the air. Rebound comes down into forecourt with it. Brody Kaler. Kaler in the paint. Fallaway shot. Bounces off the rim, no. Chasing it down in the corner. Coming up with the rebound. Barrett Ideas. Barrett Ideas. Up court pass. Easton Buss. Gets a pick set by Owen Buss on the right side. Now Easton backs it out to the top of the key. Feeds to Owen in the left corner. Low post, left side. Brings it back to the top of the circle. Trying to work one-on-one here against Hayden Gravatt. Can't get to the basket. They give it to Barrett Ideas, the big 6'7 sophomore at the top of the key. He goes to the corner. Nothing there. Now a whistle on a blocking foul is going to be called down in the corner. Let's see who they got here. I think this one... foul's going to go, obviously, on Johnson Brock, but they haven't posted yet. Quentin Behrens, that's who it is. Behrens called for his first team foul, number 3, on the Eagles. 15-6, your score. 54 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 9-point lead for the Falcons. Around the horn from the corner, a long three is up and good. And I'm telling you, dumping those threes in down there is Hayden Jansen. That's his third three-pointer from that deep corner on the left side of the basket. He's already got 11 points in the ballgame. 18-6, biggest lead yet, a 12-point lead for Freeman with 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Kaler under the basket, trying for tip in. He can't get the ball to go. Still fighting after it. Brody Kaler gets the ball back. And he'll reset the offense here with 18 seconds to go in the first quarter. Hayden Gravatt left wing. Johnson Brock's going to play for the final shot of the stanza. Gravatt takes it to the right side of the lane. He's in trouble under the basket. Kicks it out to Kaler. Brody Kaler. Boy, they gave Brody a big shove. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Hayden Gravatt will not get a shot off. There's a buzzer. And after one quarter, the Freeman Falcons lead the Johnson Brock Eagles 18-6. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, a tough start for Johnson Brock after one quarter. They're down 18-6. Eagles with the basketball. Hayden Gravatt in trouble in the paint. Flips it out to Brody Kaler. Kaler goes inside with it. Burnett plays it up. Couldn't get it to fall, but he's fouled. Deacon will be at the line to shoot two. The sophomore is a 66% free throw shooter on the year. He averages 10.5 points per ballgame. Foul's going to be on Owen Buss, his second personal. Team foul number 1 of the quarter, of course. And Deacon Burnett at the line to shoot 2. Shot is up and good. It's the first one. He'll have a second shot coming. As I said, a tough start for Johnson Brock here. Falling down by 12 after one quarter, 18-6. Deacon's second shot is up and good. He hit them both. He's got 4 points. And that trims the lead back to 10 now, 18-8. Kind of an uphill battle early in the ballgame here for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Trailing at home to the Freeman Falcons. The big boy, Keegan White, with the ball at the top of the key. They feed it underneath. Shots up, no. Rebound brought down by Hayden Gravatt. Hayden Gravatt will push the basketball down the court. Meets up with that man-to-man defense at the top of the key. Gets it underneath. A floater in the paint. Up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Grady Behrens. His first 2 points of the ball game, and the lead is now down to 8 at 18-10. They trailed by 13. Now the ball gets away out of bounds. It's going to go off the foot of Owen Buss over here on the corner, and it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Eagles with yet another chance to chip away at that lead. Now into the ball game, Cam Rehoff 5'11 junior Cam checking in for the first time tonight for Coach Jim McLaughlin and the Freeman Falcons. With the ball on the right elbow, Hayden Gravatt comes up to Robert Gravatt with the pass. Bounce pass, Deacon Burnett. Down to the corner, in traffic. Turn around, fall away shot up, and just won't drop for Brody Kaler. They are playing him so tight defensively. They know that Brody Kaler is the lifeblood of this offense, and boy, are they doing the job of defending. Now on the right side, back into the ballgame here, underneath his ideas. And the ball got away, touched last by Freeman. So Johnson Brock get another chance to keep chipping away at that lead. 18-10, Freeman with an 8-point lead. Here come the Eagles. 6:23 to go in this second quarter. Johnson Brock trying to get something going. Deacon Burnett on the right side. Burnett goes around his defender, works to the top of the free throw circle. Beats the ball into Gravatt. Jump shot up and off, no good. That one put up by Grady Behrens, just short off the front of the rim. Rebound comes down to Buss. Easton Buss looking for White under the basket. Kicks it to the corner left side. Rioff. Now back to Jansen. Jansen's hit three threes from down there. Now Reha will try a three. It's off, no good. Rebound comes down to Johnson Rock. Fast break coming the other way. Grady Behrens. Behrens feeds it to Robert Gravatt. Driving layup, blocked away nicely. Robert Gravatt tried to go up with the layup and got it blocked by Jaden Weiss. Jaden 6'3 and a sophomore. Got right up into the air. Back into the ballgame now comes Barrett Ideas, the 6'7 sophomore. Barrett Ideas replaces 6'7 Keegan White. Bounce pass in the paint. Robert Gravatt, little hook shot, doesn't go. Ideas is there with the rebound. Rather Weiss, that was, comes down with it. Gives the ball to Owen Buss. Owen Buss, right elbow. Barrett Ideas with the ball. Barrett passes up a shot, gives it back up top to Easton Buss. Easton Buss, across court pass, baseline left side, Jaden Weiss. Feeds underneath, there's a two that's up, follow shot, put back up and good. On the put back is Barrett Ideas, his first 2 points of the ballgame. And the lead is back to 10 at 20-10 with 5:04 to go here in the first quarter. Left side, Brody Kaler. Kaler, fall away shot, got it, and he's fouled. The basket will count, and Brody will be at the free throw line. That's his first bucket of the ball game, and we're at the 4:59 mark of the second quarter. He'll be at the line here to shoot the and one. Oliver Everett checks back in now. He'll come in and relieve Robert Gravatt for a breather. Fouls on Hayden Jansen, his first, team foul number two of the quarter. At the free throw line, Brody Kaler, 81% free throw shooter on the season. The and one is up and good. They need to get Brody Kaler involved in this offense. He averages 17.5 points for the Eagles, the leading scorer, and he really hasn't had many opportunities at all thus far in the ballgame. It's 20-13. The lead is down to 7 now. Freeman coming on the attack. Easton Buss with the ball. Easton goes around Hayden Gravatt. Nice driving layup, but he couldn't finish. Couldn't get it down. Rebound comes down to Barrett Ideas, and Barrett Ideas will be fouled. Ideas got the rebound. Foul's going to be on Justin Meyer, who just checked into the game, and Justin Meyer collided with Barrett Ideas on the floor, not a shooting foul. So it'll be Freeman's basketball to inbound. Owen Buss to toss it in on the baseline. Owen Buss. Five counts coming. Going to have to hurry. Lobs it up top. Ball nearly stolen away by Brody Kaler. He almost got that one. Jaden Weiss ended up with the ball and gives it to Easton Buss. Easton Buss will pull up for a three that doesn't go. And there with the rebound, coming down with the basketball, Deacon Burnett. Burnett with the ball inside the paint. Feeds it underneath, going up with an underhanded shot up and good. Nice move by Hayden Gravatt. Hayden's got 4 points. Now we got a timeout taken by Freeman. 4:09 to go first half. It's a 5-point Freeman lead, 20-15. We're back in the 30 seconds. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center,
402-274-4947. This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. It's 20-15. The Freeman Falcons leading the Johnson Brock Eagles by 5 with 4 minutes and 9 seconds to go. Johnson Brock fell behind by as much as 12. They were trailing by 12 after one quarter, 18-6. Now they've battled back to within 5 points here. Freeman, however, has the basketball with Owen Buss in charge of the offense. Man-to-man defense by the Eagles. Goes to Easton Buss into Keegan White. That's the way you have to defend him. They were going to lob it into White. And Oliver Everett was waiting down there on the front side of Keegan White and tipped that ball away, knocked it out of bounds. All right, Freeman with the basketball, Owen Buss to toss it in. 23 on the shot clock. Into the corner, watch out for Jansen. He's hit 3 from down there. Spinning, moving in on Burnett. Shot is up and no. And pulling down the rebound for the Eagles is Robert Gravatt. Up court, it'll be Brody Kamer to bring the basketball up and go to work here offensively. Buss comes out to meet him. Kamer, left wing, Burnett. Wants to go into Robert Gravatt. Can't get there. Now Oliver Everett, a cross-court pass to the far side. There's a long three up and out of nowhere. Justin Meyer just pulls up. Nobody was expecting that one. And Justin Meyer just nonchalantly nailed a three. And, folks, we got a two-point ball game. Johnson Brock has fought their way back into this thing, 20-18. Into Keegan White. Great job by Robert Gravatt. Tipped it away from Keegan White, got the seal. Eagles with a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. Here comes Brody Kaler. Justin Meyer, who hit the three a minute ago, goes in for a driving layup. Couldn't get it. Rebound, Oliver Everett, follow shot up. No good. Try for tipping, no good. Keegan White with the rebound. Boy, Johnson Brock had a chance to tie it there. A couple of shots right under the basket. Couldn't get her down. 20-18. It's a two-point Freeman lead. 2:48 to go. Driving lay-in. Kaler's there to block it. Rebound. Pulled down by Oliver Everett. Outlet pass. Down it goes to Robert Gravatt. Driving lay-in up and good. Kaler with the assist for that with the basket. We're tied at 20-all. Coach Jim McLaughlin up shouting instructions from the bench. A 20-all tie. It was 18-6 at the end of the quarter. Johnson Brock was down by 12. Big comeback underway right now. Rally here for the Eagles. 2:20 to go in the first half. Freeman setting up their offense. Shot clock is down to 15. A three from the corners up and off. No good. Rebound Brody Kaler. Kaler's got a one-on-three fast break going. Holds it up. Justin Meyer's going to try another three, and he got it. Justin Meyer, his second three-pointer. All of a sudden, it's 23-20. Johnson Brock up by 3. They were down by 12. All right, with the basketball come the Falcons. They need a basket this time. Owen Buss around the horn to the right side finds Easton Buss. Freeman desperate for points on this possession. The rally has gone on too long as far as Freeman fans are concerned here. All the way inside the paint. Pulled up, 10-footer, up and off, no good. It's tipped around, the ball in the air. There's Brody Kaler high in the air. Kaler comes down with the basketball. 92 seconds to go, first half. Johnson Brock up by 3, 23-20. Kaler feeds it underneath. Oliver Everett's in the corner. Give and go. Robert Gravatt driving layup. Oliver Everett with the assist. Gravatt's got 6. Suddenly it's 25-20 from a 12-point deficit to a 5-point lead. Driving lay-in up, no, rebound, Robert Gravatt, fast break, down court, Gravatt with the basketball, driving lay-in up, got it! Gravatt with the lay-in, timeout taken, Freeman, 1:04 to go in the first half, 27-20. Johnson Brock up by 7, we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, here is what has Johnson Brock trailed after one quarter, 18-6. They have gone on a 21-2 run here in the second period to take a 7-point lead, 27-20, with 1:04 to go in the stanza. A 21-2 run for the Eagles. What an incredible turnaround here for Johnson Brock. All right, Freeman, desperate for a bucket. Underneath the basket, left side from the corner. Ideas with a long three, up and good. They needed that one. Freeman needed that basket. Barrett Ideas hits a three. He's a big man at 6'7", but he can pop that one in there. The lead is down to four now, 27-23. 25 on the shot clock, 40 on the game clock here to end the half. With the ball, Justin Meyer. He hit a, came off the bench and popped a couple of threes in there. Very timely three-pointers for Johnson Brock. He can burn it on the left side. Meyer wants the basketball over here. He's had the hot hand. Now with it, it comes to Robert Gravatt. He passed up the shot, kicks it to the corner. Peyton Gravatt puts up a three that doesn't go. And now Freeman will get the final shot of the first half here, trailing by 4-27-23. 10 seconds to go in the second quarter. Buss with the basketball. Owen Buss comes to the near side. Easton Buss, oh, almost slipped and fell down. Easton Buss against Robert Gravatt. Wait a minute, a whistle and a foul on the floor. This will not be a shooting foul. The foul is going to be called on Robert Gravatt, his first, team foul number three. The clock shows 1.6 seconds to go. Freeman will inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. They put big Keegan White back in there. They'll probably try and lob it into Keegan for just a little lob pass and shoot there. 1.6 seconds on the clock. Leaving the lineup is Hayden Gravatt. Putting a little more height in there, waiting for the lob pass on the inbound. They're going to have to hurry. They do lob it in. It comes to the top of the key. There's a shot that's up and off no good. And at the half, the Johnson Brock Eagles are somehow going to the locker room with a four-point lead, 27-23, after trailing by 12 in that first quarter. So we'll take a two-minute break here. Be back with our halftime show, the halftime presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Time here at Johnson Brock High School. The Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Freeman Falcons 27-23 at the half. Keep in mind, they were trailing 18-6 after one quarter. Let's look at the individual numbers for the Freeman Falcons. Hayden Jansen in double figures. He leads away with 11 points. Easton Buss has 5. Barrett Ideas with 5. And Keegan White added 2 for their total of 23. Free throw shooting. The Falcons hit 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Scoring for the Johnson Brock Eagles, they're led by Robert Gravatt at halftime. He has 8. Justin Meyer came off the bench and popped a couple of threes in there. He's got 6 points. 4 points for Hayden Gravatt. Deacon Burnett with 4 points. Brody Kaler has 3, and Grady Behrens added 2 for 27 points. 3 out of 4 from the free throw line shooting for the Johnson Brock Eagles. It was a 21-2 run there in the early going of the second quarter for the Johnson Brock Eagles. They actually went from down 12 to up by 7. And now here they lead it by 4 at halftime, 27-23. Also at halftime, in the game being heard tonight over on KTNC, the HTRS Titans are leading the Fall City Tigers 15-13, the halftime score, HTRS over the Fall City Boys. We'll take a 2-minute break here, then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with an exciting third quarter coming up. You're listening to Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3. And the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The need for blood never takes a day off. Nemaha County Hospital wants to remind us about their upcoming blood drive on February 19th. Every donation helps patients facing surgery, cancer treatment, emergencies, and other critical needs. One simple act can make a life-saving difference. Please reach out to Carla Pettyjohn to schedule a time to give blood on February 19th. Your donation can help ensure a safe, reliable blood supply for our community. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your weather for the tri-state area. Mostly clear skies and light winds for tonight. Lows will make it down to the upper 20s to near 30. Friday, an abundance of sunshine. Winds remain light. Highs warm into the upper 50s to near 60. Friday night, clouds will be on the increase. Rain chances arrive after midnight. Lows drop to 38. Winds still light. Saturday, cloudy, rain likely. Highs top out near 53. Winds east-northeast 5 to 10. Saturday night, slight chance for rain lingers before midnight, then gradual clearing. Lows fall back to 34. Winds will be light. Looking ahead to Sunday, sunny. Highs reach 62. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. And then Sunday night, cleared to partly cloudy, and lows head down to 41. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, Fast celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Hi again, everybody. Welcome back inside Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Eagles battle back from an 18-6 deficit after one quarter to where they have a four-point lead here at halftime, 27-23. Doing the math there, it was a 21-2 run early in that second quarter for Johnson Brock to battle back from being down by 12. We move to third quarter action. First possession of the ball will belong to the Falcons. Raymond Falcons trailing by four with the basketball. Owen Buss works across court with it. They got Keegan White under the basket. They're looking under for him. Robert Gravatt down there pushing and shoving on the baseline. That's quite a battle going on between Gravatt and Keegan White. They're not going to let him get open for those easy baskets underneath. Owen Buss at the top of the key pulls up for a three that's short. Robert Gravatt's going to let the ball go out of bounds. Oh, he saved it and tipped it back into Keegan White. Should have just let that one go. Ended up inside. It goes to White. Shot is up. Blocked nicely by Robert Gravatt. They got it into Keegan White. Gravatt went up and blocked the shot away. Johnson Brock down court with it. Hayden Gravatt. Man-to-man defense. Gravatt all the way in for a layup. No. Kicks it out to the corner for the right side. A three is up and good by Grady Behrens. Behrens hits a three. Johnson Brock with their biggest lead of the ball game, up by seven, 30-23. We've played 1 minute into the second half. 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Owen Buss with the basketball. To Easton Buss on the right side. Back to Owen. He'll have an open look three and got it. Owen Buss will hit that one on you. That's his first bucket of the night. Owen Buss with the three for the 5'10 senior. Cuts the lead back to four now, 30-26. Here's Johnson Brock with the basketball. On the baseline underneath is Brody Kaler. Feeds it inside. Robert Gravatt shot off the glass. Up and good. Robert Gravatt's having a good ball game. He's in double figures already and has 10 points for Johnson Brock. 32-26. The lead is six. Down court come the Falcons with the basketball. Jaden Weiss at the top of the key. Weiss, he's got the ball at the top of the circle. Goes to the left wing with it to Owen Buss. Owen Buss pulls up top of the circle. Into the corner. Shot clock at 10. Top of the key, Weiss. Now Buss, Easton Buss. Shot clock at 5. Owen Buss with a long three that's off. Keegan White with the rebound. Follow shot up. He can't get it. Robert Gravatt battling with Keegan White. They got a fresh shot clock. The ball's in the corner. Across back to come. Skip pass left side. Long three up and good put in by Hayden Jansen. That is his fourth three-pointer of the night. Hayden's got 14 points, and the lead is trimmed to three, 32-29. Boy, that was an eventful possession there for Freeman. They ended up coming away with a long three after missing several shots right under the bucket. Now Brody Kaler has the ball. One-on-one with Keegan White, tries to go around him. White makes contact, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Keegan. That is his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Freeman Falcons. My name is Randy Gatula. This is grabbing your play-by-play tonight here at Johnson Brock. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. Johnson Brock will inbound the ball, takes it inside. Robert Gravatt over Keegan White. Shot is up and off, no good. White has the rebound. Keegan White with some good defense that time for the Falcons. Went up, defended the shot, then got the rebound. Down court come the Falcons with the ball. Underneath the White, he's there. Shot is up and good. That's what they were looking to do earlier in the ball game, and they got it into Keegan. He is almost impossible to stop if you can get the ball to him under the basket. Robert Gravatt's done a heck of a job on him tonight here defensively. Keegan White, his second field goal under there. Here comes Johnson Brock with the ball. Hayden Gravatt has to kick it up top to Deacon Vernon. Now Brody Kaler wants to take it to the hoop. He pulls up for a three that won't go. Deacon Vernon battling for the rebound, and it went off of Vernon. Easton Buss was down there battling with him, and it went off of Johnson Brock. Ideas back into the ball game. Barrett Ideas, the 6'7 sophomore, replacing Keegan White. They alternate here. Here's Oliver Everett coming in. They're going to give Grady Behrens a breather. Behrens will set out for a minute. Oliver Everett checks in. Oliver Everett on the floor, 6'2 sophomore, averages 6.5 points per game. Has not scored yet tonight, but he's been active on defense. There's a shot underneath, up and good, put in by Barrett Ideas, and Ideas has 7 points, and the lead goes back to Freeman now, 33-32. Falcons have retaken the lead after trailing by 7. They were up by 18, then trailed by 7. Now they've gone back up by 1. Quite a roller coaster ride for the Freeman Falcons. There's Brody Kaler going up with a shot. He can't hit it. Jaden Weiss is there with the rebound. Down comes to Oliver Everett, or to the left side to Buss now. Buss with the basketball. Top of the key, there's a three up and off, and the rebound to Oliver Everett. Everett, outlet pass, kicks it out to the left side to Hayden Gravatt. He'll push it down court. 33-32, Freeman up by 1, 3 minutes, 39 seconds to go. Falling to the floor in the baseline, there's a 3 from the corner that won't go. Oliver Everett's got the rebound, however. Dishes it out to Brody Kaler. As Kaler starts to the right side baseline, a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Falcons. It's going to go on Hayden Jansen. On Jansen, his second personal, second team foul, of the quarter on the Falcons. Robert Gravatt will take a breather now in to replace him. Quentin Behrens onto the floor. Quentin Behrens checks in. Into the ball game now for Freeman is Cam Reha. He played earlier back in the second quarter. Reha's in. Inbound the pass in traffic. Comes up top with it to Oliver Everett. Everett comes to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt goes between defenders. Just about had the ball dribbled away from him. Right side, Brody Kaler gets the ball on the wing. Goes to Oliver Everett at the free throw line. Now Kaler can't get inside the lane. Feeds it to the baseline left side. No place to go. They come back to Kaler with it. He'll take it in. Fall away shot 10 feet away, up and good. Brody Kaler, only his second field goal of the night. He's got 5 points now. And the change of the lead once again. Now Johnson Brock is up by 1, 34-33. They feed it underneath the basket to Hayden Jansen. He can't get a look at it. Has to go back to the top of the key, up to Cam Reha. Underneath, Ideas shot is up. There's a whistle and a foul. Getting the bucket to fall on the baseline was Barrett Ideas, and he drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one. Ideas with 9 points now in the ballgame. Foul is going to be called on Oliver Everett, his second personal. At the free throw line for the and one is Barrett Ideas. He's got 9 so far tonight, looking to get into double figures if he hits this one. It's up and good. Barrett Ideas hits the free throw. He's got 10 in the ballgame. And it puts Freeman back on top, 36-34. Ideas sets out. Jaden Weiss and Keegan White back onto the floor. White took a very short breather that time. They want him back out there on that baseline, obviously. Hayden with the basketball to the right side, finds Justin Meyer. Meyer hit a couple of timely threes earlier. Kind of like seeing him shoot the ball again. Hayden Gravett picked up the dribble, goes to Justin Meyer. Meyer feeds it inside in traffic. Back to Hayden Gravett for three. No, rebound Oliver Everett. Follow shot up. It won't go. Rebound Keegan White. They're slapping at him. Pass comes down court to Easton Buss. Easton Buss works it across the timeline quickly. There's a three at the top of the circle that's off. Try for a tip-in. Keegan White, follow shot. Try for a tip-in. Keegan White still can't get it. Keegan got the third rebound. Kicks it out to his teammate to the left for three. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound finally comes down to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt with the basketball will push it into forecourt on the right side. Down deep baseline right side, Quentin Behrens. Behrens falls to the floor. He's all right. He got up there. Behrens may have maybe tweaked an ankle a little. I'm not sure, but he's moving around all right now. Top of the key with it is Brody Kaler. Inside Oliver Everett. Up to Brody Kaler. Kaler's going to try a long three that's short. Keegan White has the rebound. Boy, the big man Keegan White, he really makes his presence felt inside the paint for these Freeman Falcons. 36-34, Freeman with a two-point lead, a minute 19 to go here in the third quarter. It's been a seesaw contest. Freeman with a big run to start. Johnson Brock with a big run to get back. There's a fall-away shot on the baseline that won't go. Keegan White battling for the rebound. Justin Meyer in there getting after it. A held ball is called. Possession arrow goes to Johnson Brock. 1:08 to go in the third period. 36-34. Freeman up by two. Looks like Oliver Everett will, or no, check it. Quentin Behrens will set out and take a breather here now. Oliver Everett back onto the floor. Brody Kaler across the timeline to Hayden Gravatt. 1 minute to go in the third quarter here. 36-34. Freeman up by two. Brody Kaler picks up his dribble. 20 on the shot clock. Kaler goes around the defender. Now goes to the baseline underneath. Reverse lay-in up. No. And there's Keegan White for the all-important defensive rebound. Keegan White doesn't score a lot of points, but I'm telling you, that big man, he's the linchpin in this whole thing here. He does a great job for the Falcons. All right, 30 seconds on the game clock, 20 on the shot clock. Freeman just going to hold the ball here with a two-point lead, 36-34. Run the clock down as far as they can before they shoot the ball, hoping to leave Johnson Brock with no time. On the left side, Jaden Weeks, top of the key, Easton Buss, a reach-in foul called on Brody Kaler. That's Kaler's first personal, team foul number two of the period. The clock is down to 14.5 now. The shot clock will be turned off. Subs checking in. Deacon Burnett back onto the floor now. Oliver Everett back onto the floor. Well, Oliver Everett's going to go out of the ballgame, as is Hayden Gravatt. And now Freeman. Play for the final shot. 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. They're up 36-34. Underneath the Keegan White. They stripped it away. Well done, Johnson Brock. Long shot by Meyer. Just off the rim at the buzzer. And after three quarters, the Freeman Falcons lead the Johnson Brock Eagles 36-34. We'll take a one-minute break. Be back after this 60-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny, 101.3.
Action here in the fourth quarter. Freeman with the inbound pass. It goes into the corner. Out of bounds. They threw it away off the fingertips of Ethan Buss. It'll be a turnover. Johnson Brock gets the ball back and a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. Opening seconds of play here in the fourth and final stanza. 36-34. Freeman up by two here at Johnson. Now here comes Johnson Brock on the attack. Deacon Burnett takes it all the way in the paint. Tips it underneath, gets it underneath to Kaler. Turnaround shot, Kaler, no. Rebound try for follow shot, and the ball is going to set on top of the backboard. I don't know if I've ever seen that happen. The ball sitting on top of the backboard. You oftentimes see it get stuck between the rim and the backboard, but it's just sitting up there, perfectly balanced on top of the backboard. They have to bring another basketball in to throw it up and knock it out of there. At the free throw line will be Hayden Gravatt. I don't think I've ever seen that before. And I've seen a lot of things. Hayden Gravatt at the line shooting two shots for Johnson Brock. The foul shot is up and short off the front of the rim. The foul was on Easton Buss, his first. Gravatt will have a second free throw coming here, a chance to get Johnson Brock back within one. Keegan White right back out on the floor there, working the big man hard here now. Hayden Gravatt, second free throw is up. It's good. He got that one. It's a one-point basketball game now, folks. 36-35. Freeman up by one. I expected a competitive game here tonight, and that's certainly what we've got in this boys' matchup. Here come the Falcons with a one-point lead and 7:19 to go in the ballgame. Keegan White goes right back to Owen Buss, now Easton Buss. Goes around the defender. Robert Gravatt picks him up in the man-to-man defense. A cross-court pass to the far side, Owen Buss. In the corner, down deep baseline, Jaden Weiss with the ball. He can't get free. Couldn't get a shot up. Comes across to Owen Buss on the left side. Now a skip pass all the way across the court. Weiss for three, short off the rim. Great job on the rebound by Deacon Burnett. Outlet pass to Hayden Gravatt. He pushes it down court quickly. Oliver Everett, baseline left side, under the basket. They go inside with it to Robert Gravatt. Shot is up and good. Robert Gravatt's having a ball game. He's got 12 now in the contest. And Johnson Brock retakes the lead. Our seventh lead change of the ball game. 37-36. Johnson Brock back up by one. Falcons basketball. Keegan White holds the ball at the top of the key. Gives it to Buss. That's Easton Buss. Easton feeds to Weiss in the paint. Pushes off on Burnett. Put it up. He got away with a push off there and then laid it in. Jaden Weiss with his first 2 points of the ballgame. 38-37. The lead is back to Freeman, up by one now as we approach the 6 minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Handling the ball for Johnson Brock is Grady Behrens. Behrens goes across to the left side, Hayden Gravatt. Deacon Burnett's going to launch a three and hit it. He just pulled up, slick as a whistle, put the three in for the sophomore, the 6'4 sophomore. And now Johnson Brock back up by two, 40-38, 5:45 to go in the ballgame. Scoot up there close to your radio, folks. This one's going to come right down to the wire. You can feel it. Exciting basketball tonight here in Johnson. A lob pass goes into Keegan White. Blocked nicely. Great job on the block there by Robert Gravatt. Burnett comes up with a basketball. Down court they go to Brody Kaler with the pass. Kaler trying to set something up here offensively. Across court skip pass goes to Hayden Gravatt. Gravatt goes to the left wing with it. Grady Behrens in the paint. Behrens back up top to Burnett. Shot clock with 17 seconds to go. It's 40-38. Johnson Brock up by two. 5:08 to go in the ballgame. There's a long three by Kaler. Couldn't get it. Easton Buss with the rebound. Ball is tipped away. No. A reach-in foul is going to be called from behind here. Deacon Burnett picks up his second personal. Team foul number one on the Johnson Brock Eagles. 40-38. Johnson Brock up by two. 5:01 to go. In the fourth quarter of the ballgame, we're here at Johnson Brock tonight. I'm Randy Gatula, describing your play-by-play in what's been an exciting contest. All right, here come the Falcons with the basketball. This is Buss in the paint. Down to Keegan White. A whistle and a foul on the floor. The foul is going to be called on Robert Gravatt. That's his second personal. Nobody really in any kind of foul trouble. In fact, no players have more than two fouls on either team here with 4:41 to go in the ballgame. Justin Meyer back onto the floor now. Meyer in replacing Grady Behrens. Boy, he came in with a spark there in that third quarter. Dropped in a couple of threes when it was critical. In the second quarter, rather. With the ball at the top of the key is Easton Buss. There's a steal. With the steal, the breakaway, Brody Kaler, slam dunk. There's the slam by Brody Kaler. He's got 7 points, and it's a 4-point lead for Johnson Brock. That may be a turning point. Let's see what happens. 4:30 to go in the ballgame. Now Freeman, sense of urgency on offense, trying to get some points down by four here. They were up by 18 points. Up by 12 points, I'm sorry, in the ballgame, 18-6. They led it by 12. Lob pass goes into Keegan White. He falls down, got rid of the ball. Three from the top of the key. Bust. No. Rebound. Coming out with the rebound is Robert Gravatt. Robert Gravatt's having a ballgame. Deacon Burnett laying it up and good on the fast break. Burnett lays it in. He's got 9 points. Timeout's going to be taken by Freeman with 3:57 to go in the ballgame. 44-38. Johnson Rock up by six. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Couture, we're back with you here at Johnson Brock. 3:57 to go in the ballgame. 44-38. Johnson Brock up by six now with a timeout taken by Freeman. Johnson Brock trailed by 12, led by 7, went back behind by 4, and now they're up by 6. That's the kind of crazy ball game we've had here. They went on a 21-2 run in the second quarter, then fell behind on a 16-5 run. Interesting game we've got tonight here at Johnson. That's still anybody's ball game. Freeman with the basketball, down by 6. Here come the Falcons. Let's see what Coach Jim McLaughlin cooked up here on offense. Working it in, they go to the corner. Passed up the open 3. Easton Bus passed up an open 3. Now takes a dribble, comes across to the near side. Comes to Barrett Ideas. Ideas takes it to the right side. Robert Gravatt is there. There's a 3 on the way up and good. Nice looking 3-pointer there by Easton Bus. And that is something Freeman needed desperately. They had fallen behind by 6. Easton Bus answers the bell with a 3. And now it's a 3-point lead, 44-41. Justin Meyer with the basketball. Oh, nice pass for Meyer. He got the ball in to Deacon Burnett. Deacon got the basket and drew the foul. But it all started with the pass from Justin Meyer. Meyer. Oh, they're going to take it away? I got ahead of myself here. I gave him the bucket, and apparently they're going to call it the other direction and give the... Man, that's not what I saw. Sure looked like Burnett got the bucket, but they're going to say no on the basket, and the ball goes over to Freeman. My apologies. I beg your pardon. That's not what I saw. Oh, my. All right, here comes Freeman with the basketball on the left side. Easton Bus, guarded by Deacon Burnett. 3-point ball game, 44-41. Johnson Brock by 3. Easton Bus lost his dribble, has to pass to Owen Bus. Now Owen pulls up for a 3 and got it. Owen Bus, his second 3-pointer, and we're tied at 44 all. All tied at 44 with 2:45 to go in the ball game. Johnson Brock trying to retake the lead. Brody Kaler, a give and go. Kaler goes to Oliver Everett with it. Right back it comes to Kaler. Boy, are they defending Brody. They're just in his face every minute of the ballgame here, every second. Top of the key, Oliver Everett goes to Brody Kaler. Shot clock at 8. Kaler going to pull up for a long 3. It's off, and the rebound comes down to Freeman. Coming out on the dribble with the basketball is Easton Bus. 2 minutes, 13 seconds to go. It's a tie basketball game, all tied up at 44 apiece. Freeman with the ball, Easton Bus. Timeout taken by the Falcons. 2:07 to go in the ball game. We're tied at 44. We haven't solved a thing yet. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you at Johnson Brock High School. We're all tied up at 44 with 2:07 to go in regulation. When play is resumed, Freeman will have the basketball. They'll play it in on the side in forecourt with 25 seconds on the shot clock. Inbounding the pass will be Owen Buss. Gets it into Easton Buss, and they'll set the offense. Johnson Brock out here in a tight man-to-man. Everybody all over their man defensively. Keegan Weiss at the top of the key, handling the ball near the midcourt circle. That's not part of their plan. Lob pass to White into the basket, lays it up and good. They found Keegan White under the bucket. They looked for that all night. He got open and laid it off the glass. It's a two-point Freeman lead. 46-44. Freeman Falcons up by two with a minute 39 to go. Johnson Brock with the basketball. Deacon Burnett in the paint. Goes to the corner with it. Comes up top. Brody Kaler gets a pick set here. Robert Gravatt. Shot clock at 15. A cross-court pass. There's a three on the way from the right side. Oh, no good. That shot was put up by Grady Behrens, and the rebound comes down to the Falcons. Now Freeman with a two-point lead in the basketball. A minute 15 to go, 75 seconds on the clock. Shot clock at 25. Freeman sitting on a two-point lead, content to let that shot clock run. 16 on the shot clock, 102 in the game clock. Ball is loose, everybody after it. Owen Buss comes up with it, across court to Easton Buss. Easton Buss driving for the layup. From the right, a three on the way up and off. No good. Rebound comes down to Johnson Brock. Oliver Everett with the rebound. He'll start up court with the basketball. Finds Brody Kaler. 46-44. Freeman up by two. 42 seconds to go in the game. Timeout taken. Johnson Brock. 42 seconds to go. Johnson Brock will have the basketball trailing by two. 46-44. When we return after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon. Ham. Ring Bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here in Johnson. Let's set the stage for you. The clock shows 42.3 seconds to go in regulation. The shot clock has 28 seconds on it. Johnson Brock will have the basketball. They will inbound the pass in forecourt on the side. They are trailing the Freeman Falcons 46-44. You've been with us throughout the broadcast. You know this has been a game of ups and downs. Johnson Brock was down by 12 after a quarter, went on a 21-2 run to take a four-point halftime lead. They led, trailed by two at the end of the third quarter, and now down by two with 41 seconds to go. Inbound to pass, Gravatt. They go to Brody Kaler. Kaler's the guy you want taking it to the hole. Shot is up, couldn't get it. Keegan White takes the rebound away underneath, then a whistle and a foul is going to be called. Deacon Burnett went flying through the air as Keegan White came down with the basketball. We've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Brody Kaler. On Kaler, his second. But that's only team foul number four. It's not a shooting foul. So now, Freeman will play the basketball in under the Johnson Brock bucket. The shot clock is turned off. 31 seconds to go in the ballgame. 46-44. Johnson Brock's next foul will put Freeman at the line. They do have four team fouls. Now they say there's perspiration on the floor. They don't want something like what happened in Nebraska and Purdue here last couple of nights ago. They're going to mop up all the moisture out here. Superintendent of schools, Jeff Kaler, out here showing his many talents, wiping up the perspiration. All right, 31 seconds to go. Freeman with the ball under the Johnson Brock basket. Freeman with a two-point lead, 46-44. Falcons will inbound it. Looking to hurry to get it in. They get it inbounded on the baseline. Buss comes down court with it. There's a whistle and a foul quickly. Foul is going to be called on Quentin Behrens. Behrens called for the personal. That means we walk to the other end, and huge free throws coming up here for Owen Buss. Owen Buss is a 43% free throw shooter. Here, shooting two shots. Free throw is up, and it is off. No good. Did not go. Couldn't get it. The lead is still two, 46-44. Second free throw coming for Owen Buss. He's got 6 points tonight on a pair of threes. 28 seconds to go for Johnson Brock. Shot is on the way up, and it is off. No good. Rebound Eagles coming down with it. Brody Kaler, chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. 21 seconds to go. Johnson Brock basketball, whistle and a foul is going to be called on Freeman. They got a bunch of fouls to give. Fouls on Owen Buss, his third. I think that's only the second team foul. They can really milk the time off this clock by committing fouls, because Johnson Brock's not going to the line for two more fouls. After a quick breather, Keegan White's back into the ballgame, as is Robert Gravatt in there to try and cover it. Oliver Everett sets out. Robert Gravatt comes in. 19 seconds to go. Freeman up by two. Here comes Johnson Brock into forecourt. Into the corner, right side. Fires for a try. A three that's up off the rim. Rebound brought down by Freeman. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. A huge attempt there by Justin Meyer. He hit a couple of them earlier. He was open. You couldn't blame him for taking that one. But now the clock is down to 11 seconds. It's a two-point lead for Freeman. And with a chance to maybe put it out of reach here at the line, Jaden Weeks. He is a 68% free throw shooter. First free throw is up and off. No good. Boy, Freeman's had chances here at the line to put this thing away, and they can't hit him. All right, second shot coming for Jaden Weiss, a sophomore. Two-point lead, 11 seconds to go. Free throw is up. That one is good. The lead is three. Johnson Brock will need a three now to try and tie and hope to get this thing into overtime. 11 seconds to play in the ballgame, 47-44, and we're going to have a timeout taken by Johnson Brock. That'll give us a moment to catch our breath. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Okay, a lot can happen in 11 seconds. Here's the situation. The score, 47-44. Freeman up by three. Johnson Brock will have possession of the basketball with 11 seconds to go. They need to come down and get a three. The Eagles will inbound the ball underneath the Freeman basket. This is an inbound pass on the baseline under the Freeman backboard. You can do a lot in 11 seconds. Plenty of time to get the ball down the court, but they need a three now to hope to tie and get this thing into overtime. Inbounding the pass, Hayden Gravatt on the baseline. Full court pressure, obviously. Gravatt to inbound it. Down court on the dribble. Here we go across the timeline. Oliver Everett picks up the dribble. Clock at six. Clock at five. Brody Kaler at four. Launches a long three. Got it! Brody Kaler hit one from 10 feet outside the three-point arc. At the buzzer, the basket counts. We're tied at 47-all and going to overtime. What a clutch shot by Brody Kaler to hit the three as time expired. In regulation, we will go to OT, tied up at 47-all here at Johnson. What a deal. Now the referees are having quite a conference here. Let's see what they're talking about. I'm going to keep it here live. All three referees are meeting at midcourt, and they look to be holding a serious conversation. Are they ruling maybe there was some time left? It looked to me as though the time expired as the ball was in the air. We're tied at 47-all after Brody Kaler's pretty much a desperation three. He was 10 feet outside the arc when he put that three up and got it to drop. The referees are still the conversation at the scorer's table. The players have already back out here lining up ready to go in OT. Whatever that discussion was about, they're looking at the clock. Okay, we're going to go to OT. Here we go. All tied at 47 all. We'll go to overtime. They're ready to jump it up. Keegan White will jump it up against Deacon Burnett. They got the clock set at 40 seconds here instead of 4 minutes. They're working on that right now. We've got to get it set to 4 minutes here, gentlemen. What an exciting evening of basketball we had for you tonight here at Johnson Brock. Johnson Brock trailed by 12 after one quarter, led by four at halftime. Here we go into the overtime, controlled by the Falcons. Freeman comes up with the basketball, and it's Owen Buss with the basketball to the left wing. Finds Easton Buss with the pass, right back it comes to Owen. You hear the chant defense here by the Johnson Brock faithful. Owen Buss, top of the key for three, can't get it. Brody Kalo with the rebound. Kalo comes out with the basketball, gives his outlet pass to Hayden Gravatt, and here come the Eagles. Tied at 47 all, we move into overtime. Brody Kaler, fall away shot, whistle, foul. Now that shot dropped, but they're going to say the foul came on the floor before he put a shot up. I think he shot that well after the whistle. Foul is going to be called on Jaden Weiss, his first team foul, number one. Oh no, it must extend into the overtime. I thought you had to reset it when you go to overtime. But they have not. Interesting. Okay, lob pass goes into Kaler in traffic. Kaler, follow-away shot, inch in and out. Rebound brought down by Johnson Brock's Hayden Gravatt, and he's fouled from behind. I thought you reset the team fouls per quarter when you go into overtime. I must be mistaken. So the fouls continue to be tabulated as though we're still in the fourth quarter. Five on Johnson Brock, four on Freeman. There's a fall-away shot. Burnett up and good. Deacon Burnett hit the little two underneath the baseline. 49-47. Johnson Brock up by two. 3:08 to go in the first overtime. Deacon White with the ball at the top of the circle. Goes to Easton Buss with the pass. There's a three blocked away nicely by Deacon Burnett. Fast break the other way. Brody Kaler driving, laying up. Couldn't get it. Rebound, follow shot. Coming out with it is Robert Gravatt. Robert Gravatt goes underneath with it. Deacon Burnett in traffic. Fall-away shot. It's in and out. Won't go. Three opportunities on the baseline. They couldn't get it down. 49-47. Johnson Brock by two. Here come the Freeman Falcons with the ball. Jaden Weiss to the right side. Gives it to Easton Buss. Underneath the basket. Ball tipped away nicely by Burnett. Saved from going out of bounds. And then touching it last down here. Great effort. What a hustle play there by Grady Behrens, but he ended up losing the ball out of bounds. Now they're going to let Keegan White take a breather and bring in Barrett Ideas. He's also 6'7". White needs to catch his breath. 49-47. Johnson Brock up by two. 2:27 to go in the overtime. Trying to work to the right side. Weiss, fall-away shot. Up and off, no good. Brody Kilo there for the rebound. Clock down to 2:15 to go in the overtime. 49-47. Johnson Brock by two. Eagles basketball. Hayden Gravatt finds Robert Gravatt. Right side. Deacon Burnett. Top of the circle. Pass comes up between the rings to Brody Kaler. Kaler tries to work inside the paint. Can't get there. Again to Burnett. Back to Kaler. Double team. Burnett driving, lay-in up. Good. Oh, what a job by Kaler to get the ball to Deacon Burnett for the lay-in. It's a four-point Johnson Brock lead with 1:50 to go in the overtime. Timeout taken by the Freeman Falcons. We'll take a timeout also. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, I'll tell you, if you folks listening at home are having as much fun listening to this game as I'm bringing it to you, we're having a good time tonight. 51-47. Johnson Brock with a four-point lead. A lot of time left in the overtime here. 1:50 to go. Back onto the floor comes Keegan White, and that's a key ingredient to this offense. Owen Buss has the basketball. He gives it to Keegan White. Now Easton Buss tries to work against Robert Gravatt. Can't get there. To the top of the key. Reha in the corner. He can't go to it. Now back up to Owen Buss. Easton Buss with the basketball between the rings. 15 on the shot clock. Easton Buss for three. Off no good. Rebound. Deacon Burnett. Outlet pass comes to Brody Kaler. Kaler across the timeline. He's going to take it all the way to the corner. Kaler being trapped down in the corner. Got rid of the basketball. Back up to Hayden Gravatt. A minute 15 to go in the ballgame. Johnson Brock in the overtime, that is. Johnson Brock up by four. 51-47. Shot clock has 15 seconds on it. Hayden Gravatt all the way in, driving lay-in up. Couldn't get it, but he's fouled. And this time it's going to be a shooting foul. Hayden Gravatt will be at the line. Hayden is a 57% free throw shooter on the season. Averages 5.2 points per ball game. He's got five tonight. He'll be at the line shooting two. A minute four to go in the overtime. Johnson Brock up by four. Gravatt shooting two. The first one is up and good. He got it. The lead is five. With a minute four to go, a five-point Johnson Brock lead. Gravatt will try and extend it to a six-point lead. Here in the overtime, Hayden Gravatt, second free throw. Good, he hit them both. Hayden Gravatt hits a pair. He's three out of five, and it's 53-47. Johnson Brock up by six. 1 minute to go in the ballgame. Shot clock at 29. Easton Buss across to Owen Buss. Baseline left side, Ideas handles the ball. Back to Easton Buss. Kaler gives chase. Lays the ball up. Blocks it away. Kaler swatted the ball against the wall here at the south end of the gym. And Johnson Brock, it went out of bounds. Did not touch anything. Shot clock is down to 19 seconds. Game clock at 48 seconds. Freeman's basketball. Lob the pass inbounds at the top of the key, handling it. Hayden Jansen, there's a long three from the right side up and good. One of three. Easton Buss, a critical three-pointer for the Freeman Falcons with 39 seconds to go. He just pulled the Falcons back within three at 50-53. I'm not going to send it back to you this time, Kirk Kilman. I want to keep it here live for our listeners and discuss what has transpired tonight here at Johnson Brock. The Eagles fell behind 18-6 after one quarter. They went on a 21-2 run in the second quarter and went into the halftime leading 27-23. At the end of three quarters, Freeman was up by two, 36-34. And then, with Freeman leading 47-44 and just seconds to go, Brody Kaler put up what I consider desperation three from 10 feet outside the arc. It hit the bucket just before the buzzer sounded and tied the ball game at 47-all at the end of regulation. That put us into overtime. Johnson Brock opened up as much as a six-point lead here, 53-47, just moments ago, when Easton Buss, stepped up and nailed a three to pull Freeman back within three. And now we're sitting here at 53-50. Johnson Brock up, 39.8 seconds to go in the OT. JB coming out of the timeout will inbound it on the baseline against full-court pressure. Brody Kaler is trapped in the backcourt. A cross-court pass gets it to Deacon Burnett. Burnett to the right side. Johnson Brock holding on to the basketball. Kaler goes to Burnett in the corner. Wait a minute, we got a foul. Freeman, recognizing they need to foul, they're going to put Brody Kaler at the line. He's not the one you want to foul. Kaler is an 81% free throw shooter. He hits 81% from the line, the best free throw shooter on the team. Let's see if he can come through here for the Eagles. The 6'4 senior takes aim. The shot is up. It is good. He got the roll. The ball hit the back of the rim, hit the front of the rim, hit the back of the rim, and then dropped in the hole. So now it's a 4-point, two-possession lead with 30 seconds. Brody Kaler ready for his second attempt. It's on the way. It's up. It's good. He got them both. Kaler hits a pair. 55-50. The lead is 5. 29 seconds to go. Easton Buss down in a hurry. Takes it to the corner. Top of the key, Ideas. Around to the left side. Jansen for three. No. Couldn't get it. Chasing it out of bounds. Trying to get the ball. Hayden Gravatt. Tremendous effort. Couldn't save it. 20 seconds to go. Shot clock is turned off. Johnson Brock by five with 20 seconds on the clock. Freeman has the basketball. Easton Bus will inbound it. Left side baseline. Gets it into Owen Bus. Owen Bus guarded closely by Hayden Gravatt. There's a three on the way. Easton Bus off. No good. Rebound. Johnson Brock coming down with the basketball. A huge rebound by Grady Behrens, and they foul him. We will walk to the other end. Grady Behrens will be at the line. 13 seconds to go in overtime. Johnson Brock up by 5, 55-50. A pair of free throws could just about put this thing out of reach. Grady Behrens is a 53% free throw shooter on the season. Here shooting two shots. The first one is up. Got it! Grady Behrens put that one in. Johnson Brock up by 6, 56-50. And this one would pretty much be the nail in the coffin. It'd be a three-possession lead if he can hit this one. Shot is up, and it is off. No good. Six-point basketball game. Freeman still has life. 10 seconds, 9 seconds. Into the corner. There's a long three from the left side. Off. No good. Rebound, Johnson Brock. Dribbling it out with the basketball. Holding the ball. Johnson Brock's going to win it in overtime. 56-50. Is your final score in overtime. Johnson Brock with the win tonight over the Freeman Falcons, 56-50. Don't you dare go away. We'll be back with the postgame show and a look at the individual scoring and let you know how all that went after this two-minute timeout. You've been enjoying Johnson Brock Eagles basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The need for blood never takes a day off. Nemaha County Hospital wants to remind us about their upcoming blood drive on February 19th. Every donation helps patients facing surgery, cancer treatment, emergencies, and other critical needs. One simple act can make a life-saving difference. Please reach out to Carla Pettyjohn to schedule a time to give blood on February 19th. Your donation can help ensure a safe, reliable blood supply for our community. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
What a ball game we experienced tonight here at Johnson Brock. The Johnson Brock Eagles getting an overtime win over the Freeman Falcons. Your final score, Johnson Brock 56 and Freeman 50. Let's run down the individual numbers here, and then we'll talk about how the game transpired here. First of all, for the Freeman Falcons, they had three players in double figures. Hayden Jensen led the way. 14 points in the ballgame. Easton Bus added 11. 10 tonight coming off the bench for Barrett Ideas. With 6 points was Owen Bus. 6 points also for Keegan White. And Jaden Weiss with 3. That adds up to 50 for the Freeman Falcons. Scoring for your Johnson Brock Eagles, 3 players in double figures. The points really spread around equally. Deacon Burnett led the way with 13. Brody Kaler had 12. 12 points also for Robert Gravatt. 7 points tonight for Hayden Gravatt. Justin Meyer came off the bench and nailed a couple of threes to chip in 6. And 6 for Grady Behrens. That adds up to 56 for the Johnson Brock Eagles. The score by quarters. Now listen to this. If you weren't with us for the whole broadcast, Johnson Brock was down by 12 after one quarter, 18-6. They went on a 21-2 run to start the second period, and at the half, Johnson Brock had turned a 12-point deficit into a 4-point lead. They were leading Freeman 27-23 at halftime. The Falcons came battling back with a vengeance, took the lead away from Johnson Brock, went up, and after three quarters, Freeman led it 36-34. Then in the final seconds of regulation, Freeman was leading 47-44, 11 seconds to go in the ball game. Johnson Brock inbounded the ball under the Freeman basket. They got it down court, got it into the hands of Brody Kaler. He pulled up for a three-pointer from about 8 to 10 feet outside the arc on the left wing and nailed it as the buzzer sounded, ending regulation, tying the score up at 47-all, and that put us into overtime. In the overtime period, great defense underneath. I can't say enough about the game that Robert Gravatt played tonight. He had the job for the most part of keeping a lid on Keegan White, the big man under the basket, denying him the basketball, blocked several shots when he did put it up. They held Keegan, who averages 14 points a game, they held him to just 6 tonight, due in part a lot to Robert Gravatt's defense. Justin Meyer, big baskets, came in and hit a couple of quick threes coming in off the bench, and then of course that do-or-die shot by Brody Kaler to put the thing into overtime so that Johnson Brock could go on and get the win, 56-50. The win improves the Johnson Brock Eagles record to 19-3 on the season. With the loss, the Freeman Falcons fall to 16-4. I want to remind you one more time, we'll have Johnson Brock Lady Eagles basketball for you this coming Tuesday. I'll be on the road traveling out to Hebron to Thayer Central High School. It'll be girls sub-district action. Johnson Brock will be facing Fremont Bergen. That's a 5 o'clock kickoff, or a tip-off. Make note of that. That's an early start at 5 p.m., and you'll hear it live right here on Sunny 101.3. Meanwhile, John Nixon will be on the air with the Sacred Heart Irish, as they'll be hosting, I believe it's Meridian, and that's a 5:30 tip-off. That'll be live from the Rural Activity Center in Fall City. So that's what's coming up next Tuesday in Girls Sub-District Action. Also, we want to mention I've got one more regular season boys game coming up next Friday night, 1 week from tomorrow night. I'll have Johnson County Central on the road at Auburn facing the Auburn Bulldogs. So a lot of basketball coming up for you next week. Tomorrow night, Friday night, we don't have any broadcasts for you. We're going to spend the Friday and Saturday with our sweethearts for Valentine's Day this weekend. But we'll be back on the air Tuesday with the Johnson Brock girls from out at Thayer Central. So that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. For Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer back at the Sunny Studios, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you tonight with the final score in overtime, the Johnson Brock Eagles 56 and the Freeman Falcons 50. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.